that he's chayiv to pay masayim zuz and into zaymin. What's the din? Loikin umishalmin. They get malchus and they have to pay. Rashi says, what's the malchus? The malchus is because of loisane, and the mishalmin is for something else. And it says in a foolish later on in the Mishnah. Save the Mishnah says, what happens to someone who's zomam on someone else? That he was chayiv malchus, so he gets double malchus, one for loisane, and the other one for kasha zomam. So we see that you get malchus as loisane, and the Mishnah says you get malchus as loisane. The shaila is, the Gemara on daf beis amid beis asks, do you get malchus as loisane? Says the Gemara, no, why not? Lav she'en bo maisa. So what's going on? What's pshat? So the Meiri said, Enachanami, this Mishnah doesn't go with that Gemara, because this Mishnah is only going according to one Mandamar. Who's the Mandamar in the Mishnah? In our Mishnah, it says you get Malchus, Reb Meir. And Reb Meir holds, Lav She'ein by Maisa, Loikinov. And that Gemara over there is going like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim, Lav She'ein Maisa, Ain't Loikinov. And it's that simple. That's what the Meiri says. The problem is a little bit the Reisha of the Mishnah. Because the Reisha of the Mishnah, it's the Chachamim say, Kol Mishalim Ain't Loika. Kol Mishalim ain't alike, and the Gemara explains why Kol Mishalim ain't alike. Gemara says because of Kidei Rishasa, Mishum Misha Achas Atomachaiva, Via Tomachaiva, Mishum Shtei Rishas. Kol Mishalim ain't alike. If the Chachamim hold over here, you don't get Malchus on this lav, because it's a lav shame by Maisa. So it's very simple why over here you don't get Malchus, because you don't have anything to give you Malchus for. It's not because Kol Mishalim ain't alike. I wasn't over it. It was a lav shame by Maisa. That's why there's no Malchus. Why, according to the Miri, do the Chachom say the reason is because Kol Mishalim ain't alike? So we said yesterday that the reason is because in a Chanami. The Chachom could have said, really, the reason you don't get Malchus is because it's a lav shame by Maisa. But the Chachom was saying, even you, Rav Meir, that hold, that lav shame by Maisa loikin, in this case, you should hold not. Lidvarecha, Rabbi Meir. It's a little bit of a doichik, but we do this sometimes. We find the Chacham do that. Lidvorecha, Rabbi Meir, that you get Malchus on Lav Shem B'Maisa, but this one you shouldn't. Why? Because Kol Mishalim Ein Alaika. That's the Meiri's pshat. The Ritva has a different pshat. The Ritva says, over here, this Lav of Loisana is not called the Lav Shem B'Maisa. Why is that? Because the Pasuk of Vitztiku is Megale, that even though it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa, this Lav Shem B'Maisa is different from all Lav Shem B'Maisas, and it's like in a love. And that's kind of what the Gemara means. The Chayyur, the Ritz is coming from the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'tepik le, the Gemara says, why do you get Malchus? Als V'tztiku. V'tepik le me loisana. The Gemara that beis on beis. V'tepik le loisana. Says the Gemara, it's a lav shein b'maisa. What does that mean? And V'tztiku is now telling you that you're getting Malchus as the lav, as lav loisana. So that's what the Gemara means over there. If it was loisana alone, just loisana in a vacuum, in a chanami, you wouldn't get Malchus. But the loisana is built by Vitztiku to give you Malchus as the loisana. So that's the big chakira, is Vitztiku like substituting loisana, or is it building loisana? From the way that the Ritz was learning, it seems like it's not substituting, because the Gemara, the Mishnah saying you get Malchus as loisana. Mishnah doesn't say Vitztiku. I loisana is lav shein b'maisa. The answer is Vitztiku made loisana lav you getting Malchus on. And that works. So what's Taka Pshah in the Chachamim? If that's true, you're getting Malchus else the Isana with the Tzitzik, what's Pshah in the Chachamim? The Reish of the Chachamim saying, Chachamim, you should get Malchus, but you know why you don't? Because Kol HaMishalim Ein Eloike. Where do you learn that from? Kedei Rishon Sait. That's fine, the Reisha. According to the Ritzel, what's Pshah in the Sefer? Why in the Sefer of the Mishnah the Chachamim say, Ein Eloike El Arbam? They don't even say why. Ein Eloike, why not? Don't tell me Kedei Rishon Sait, because we already established Kedei Rishon Sait only if it's two different punishments. Kol Mishalim and Aloike, Kol Aloike and Mishalim. You don't do Mammon and Malchus. Means you don't do that. But two Malchus of how do we do? So why the Chacham say Kol Mishalim and Aloike? And don't tell me because Lav Shein by Maisa, because with Loisana you get Malchus because of Vitztiku. So Rashi comes and saves the day. You look at the Rashi in the bottom. In Aloike El Arabayim says Rashi Mishum Kasha Zomam Avo Mishum Loisana Laloki Kedemefarish BiGemara. Rashi says it's a Gemara later on. Hold your horses. We'll figure it out. It's a Gemara later on that explains to us why you're not getting Malchus. You're right, you should get Malchus. The fact that it's a Laysan is not, that's not enough. You should, but the Gemara is going to explain. So let's take a look at the Gemara, Rabbi Isai. We're not going to go through the entire Gemara. We're going to go to the bottom of the Gemara. It's four lines from the bottom. And that's why this is a very tricky Gemara. We're going in, and we're going to have to, like, dip in and out of different stages of the Gemara, different places, different things. V'rabbanon, four lines from the bottom of Dalam Abayz. V'rabbanon hayloi sana b'reyocha eit shoker mai dar shibay. V'rabbanon, it says, the pasuk says, sana b'reyocha eit shoker. What are they darshan from sana b'reyocha eit shoker? Says the Gemara, ahumi boile le'azhara le'edim zaymimim. They need it for an azhara for edim zaymim. Let's see Rashi. The second to bottom Rashi, azhara le'edim zaymim. Le'uncham b'din azama. V'loi nitein le'oynish malkus. Ela sh'loi hayo le'uncham b'din azama. L'kein hizir. There's a cloud that Rashi is telling us, which is, Ein oinchin ella in kein mazhirim. You cannot punish someone unless you warned them beforehand. They have to be forewarned. So anytime the Torah is going to say, most you must, you will be killed. What did the Torah have to preface that with?
Don't do it.
And that's horror. Don't do it. If you do, you're killed. So the pasuk says, Va'asisem loy kasher zamam. We will punish you, kasher zamam. So the Torah had to have told you first not to do it. Where did the Torah say, don't be an eid zaymim? You know the answer is? Loisana. So the love of loisana, what was its purpose? What did it come for? To be an azhara for kasher zamam. Let's see Rashi again. Azhara leidim zayim lo ancham bedin hazama v'loinintein loinish malkus. Ella shaloha yo lo ancham bedin hazama ken hizir. You can't give kasher zamam unless there's azhara. What's the azhara of kasher zamam? Loisana. Now, we usually give malkus for a lav. But that's only if the lav is not being used for something else. What happens if that lav is being used as an azhara for Edom Zaymimim? You won't get malchus. So what are the chacham saying down here? What are the chacham saying? Chacham irabanon hayloi sana. What do you use it for? You use it for azhara le Edom Zaymimim. So can you get malchus asloi sana according to the chachamim? No. That's what Rashi is saying. V'loisana lo lucky kinema farish bigamara. The rabbanon say loisana is not available for malchus. Loisana is being used as an azhar feinim zaymimim. The Gemara then asks, according to Rav Meir, where do you know that azhar? Rav Meir also holds you need azhar. Different pasuk, we'll get to that.
Without
loisana,
you wouldn't be
chayiv
malchus
for kasher zaman. What do you mean?
In order to give a punishment,
what's the azhara for kasher zamam?
The azhara is loisana. Loisana is still helping
you
get the
mamon. No, but it's helping you get the misa. It's helping you get the mamon. It's helping you get whatever the kasher zamam is.
Whatever the kasher zamam is. In this case, it's
Yeah. No, but we want to give malchus als the loisana and als the kasher zamam. We want to give you double malchus. You can't do that. So what Tuli is pointing out, according to Rabbanim, you're getting Malkus Arbaim. Why? Because of Kasher Zamim. And where's the Kasher Zamim from? The Loisaneh. So really, you are using the Loisaneh for this Malkus, but it's not. You're not giving you 40. The Ramir is saying it. You're not giving 80, I mean. Ramir says give 40 for Kasher Zamim and give 40 for Loisaneh. What are the Chacham saying back? I can't give you 40 for Loisaneh. I need the Loisaneh to teach me that you're getting Kasher Zamim. So there is no extra pasuk to tell me you can get malchus as the lav. Right. Correct. We do Rabbanan. There's no malchus on Lisana. But that's going to be a problem, Rabbi Isai. Because let's go back to the Reisha of the Mishnah. You got to follow it through again. Why did the Chachamim argue in the Reisha and say there's no Malkus and Mamoin? Why did the Chachamim say in the Reisha there's no Malkus and Mamoin? Kedei Rishasai. It sounds like in theory there's Malkus here. Just Kedei Rishasai. Ein loika u'mishalim. But according to what we just said, the Rabbanan don't hold that there's Malkus al Loisane. What? No, this also is going to have to be, even in Rashi, it's going to have to be that way. Tosis asked this question. Tosis on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis asked this question. Take a look. The bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis, we're almost done with this loop. Tosis says, Azhar le'edim zaymimim. V'im taimar, le'el gabi me'idin shachayim masayim zuz, le'ma hay taimar, le'rabanon, lama li le'meimer k'devi shasay nafka. What do you need Kedei Rishasa for? Just say, the reason is because There's no malchus because the loisana is already taken. Elamai. Elamai. Maybe you'll say Pshat and Rashi is in a Chanami. The Hamimin on the ratio is you're going to get malchus als the vitstiku. You're not going to get malchus als the loisana. But Rashi said that it's als the loisana. So is it a malchus als the vitstiku? Malchus als the loisana? This is where we're stuck. We're stuck in a little bit in a pretzel. But this is the sugya. There's Rashi and the Ritva, two ways of learning our Mishnah. We just went through the whole Mishnah. Sorry, Rashi and the Ritva on one hand, the Miri on the other. Miri says that we're holding Lav Shem Maisa loikin alav, and the Rashi is only Lidvarecha, saying according, that the Chacham are answering Lidvarecha of Rav Meir. And according to the Ritva and Rashi, no. What's happening over here is this is called the Lav. You would get Malchus because of its Tiku. And that's the Pshat and... So why in the Sefer didn't get Malchus? Because the Lav is used for something else. Then why in the Reish didn't get Malchus? That's the Kasha. So maybe it's also the Vitztiku, but I thought it's also the Loisana. What's going on? That's worse. Okay. Let's get back now to exactly what it says in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that according to Rav Meir, why are you getting Malchus and Mammon? Loi Hashem Hamevi Lidei Malchus Mevi Lidei Misa. Sheloi. She means because that. Loikin Mishalm, She Loi Hashem, because or that. That is clearly an important piece in order to understand how you get you can get Malchus and Mammon. How do you get Malchus and Mammon? Sheloi Hashem, maybe Lide Malchus, maybe Lide Misa. Rashi says, what does that mean? Malchus comes from Loisana, and Tashluma comes from Kasha Zomam. They're coming from different psukim. Sheloi Hashem, Rashi says, of course, Mechaiva, but. Shlo Hashem, maybe lidei Malchus, maybe lidei Tashlumin. Malchus is from Loisana, Tashlumin is from Kasha Zama.